Like I think it'll be multiple and do different things, and you know, however they want to use me, you know, I'm making sure I know the whole defense and multiple positions, and I'm ready to do whatever they want me to do.
Given the way that the Giants utilize you, you spent a lot of time down on the line last year. I know you played in space for them before. How much did that prepare you to kind of fit into any role in any defense?
I think it prepared me well. You know, I feel very comfortable on the line of scrimmage, of course, but I've played a lot of ball off the ball as well. So, you know, I feel like I can bring a lot to the table, and however the coaches want to use me, I'll be ready.
What's the difference in basically lining up in the 4-3 and 3-4 on the outside?
It's not a huge difference. You know, setting the edge is setting the edge, and you know, pass rushing is pass rushing. Dropping in coverage from the line of scrimmage, dropping in coverage. So, you know, it doesn't make a huge difference.
One thing that we've heard from Matt Patricia is that there's going to be, you know, versatility, multiple looks, all that stuff. What kind of challenge is that for a player, having to adapt to different, you know, ideas or philosophies every week?
For me, it's easy. You know, I played in multiple defenses. I've changed positions a lot. So, you know, I feel like, and I'm a smart football player, you know, I take pride in that. So learning multiple positions in different roles, you know, I think that's fun. And I think most of the guys on the defense feel the same way and are ready to step up to that challenge.
Devin, Carl Banchio, a former Giant, did a video breakdown on YouTube.
Devon, by the way. Devin.
You can't pronounce, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce DK.
I want to stick with DK, yeah.
DK, what they're talking about versus only Carl Banks did a video breakdown of you a couple, you know, one of your last years with the Giants. I wonder if he talked to you at all about versatility and you had any exchanges with him about what you've been talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Carl and I have a good relationship, and I would kind of lean on him. He'll be walking the halls when I was in New York a lot, and I'd ask him questions. You know, he was a great player and did a lot of good things. So, you know, when it comes to versatility, I definitely would like to pick his brain when I had the opportunity when I was there.
Did he talk about the interchangeability, being a strong side linebacker inside in both the 3-4 and the 4-3, playing both places?
We didn't talk a lot about that when I was there, no.
What is your absolute favorite thing to do on a football field?
That's hard. You know, I think it's a combination of everything. That's what makes it fun, and that's what, you know, I like to do. I like doing a little bit of it all and ready to do whatever they want me to do.
What was so attractive about coming to Detroit?
You know, great opportunity, great situation, and I've watched Matty P's defense for a long time, and is one that looks like a lot of fun on film. And now I'm starting to learn it, and it's not disappointing so far. So I think it was a great opportunity for me.
So we've seen other guys come through here and do a little bit of the linebacker defensive line hybrid. I mean, where do you split your meeting time? Are you in just one room, or do you spend a little time in both rooms?
Definitely spend time in both. You know, I'm a linebacker, so I'm in the linebacker room majority, but all the linebackers, you know, we spend time, we have to run the show as a linebacker. So, you know, we have to coordinate. Sometimes we're with the DBs meeting, sometimes we're with the D-line. And I think having that continuity and with the whole defense, being a linebacker is really important.
What sort of relationship are you building with a guy like Jared Davis, a young linebacker who's been the starter in the middle room?
JD, he's a great leader, you know, already, you know, him being second year, he works hard, he's, you know, I think he has a very, you know, bright future, and he's a great, great teammate. It's been a pleasure getting to know my teammates so far.
What did Matt Patricia tell you last week when he met with the team about the allegations about his sexual assault case in '96?
That was in the team meeting room. We're going to keep that in the team meeting room.
What did you think about the news, at least?
I don't have a comment on that. I'll leave that alone.
Devon, I have to imagine last year was pretty tough on you, a 3-13 season. You looking forward to a fresh start now after dealing with that season last year?
Man, yeah, you know, losing sucks, and we didn't expect to have that kind of year. But, you know, I'm not focused on last year anymore. You know, it's a new year, a completely new team for me, and I'm excited about, you know, what we have moving forward, the opportunity we have in front of us, and just getting better every day and working hard.
What kind of lessons can you take from something like that, though, and apply going forward?
You know, for me personally, it's just, you know, the year before has nothing to do with, you know, the year now. So that's why I'm really just focused on the here and now and doing everything I can, working hard right now to try to win the day. You know, let's win the day. Let's not worry about August or September yet. Let's worry about today and working hard and learning the defense, and everything will take care of itself if you do that.
Do you still have your Kia Sorento back in Arizona?
I do still have the Kia Sorento back in Arizona. Guess you did your research.
Yeah, did you? So you bought a Range Rover last year. What about with the big contract this year? Did you buy anything?
Oh, I'm not buying anything. That was hard enough to to get. I'm sticking with that for a long time.
The Sorento back home?
I'll probably keep it forever. When I spend time back home in Arizona, and I'm like, why buy another car? I just go home and drive that. So,
you have a track record of being really involved in the community at your last stop. How do you go about, I guess, getting your hooks into this community and getting involved here?
First I found a church home already. I'm going to Woodside. I don't know if you guys heard of that, but checked out the downtown Detroit location. So, I'm going to let it be authentic and natural. So, hopefully I get opportunities to interact and figure out what some of the needs are. I have a strong interest in kids and education and stuff. So see what opportunities and what things naturally kind of come into place. But definitely look forward to, spending some time with some kids and making a positive impact in the community here, like I've done in the past.
How important is fiscal responsibility to you, and how much do you get kind of kidded about that in the locker room?
As far as what?
How much do you get kidded by that, or about that fiscal responsibility being kind of frugal?
I don't get too much of a hard time. I've just always kind of been that way personally. My dad played a long time in the NFL, and it kind of. Growing up around it just taught me a lot growing up, and I made a decision how I want to live my life and kind of stuck to it.
So you pulled your Kia Sorento in as a rookie to the lot, nobody gave you problems with that?
No, after a while people were like, are you really still driving this thing? So it was definitely, but I mean it worked for me, but then it started to like spin out on me in the snow and stuff like that. I was like, all right, when it's not safe anymore, I'm gonna have to change some things up. So the snow, it wasn't great in the snow, so I had to change it up.
How much money did you put into that car?
Not much. I mean, just normal like tires, the basics, but haven't had to do too much.
What do you drive when you're up here then?
I have a Range Rover now, so.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Devon.
Thanks, Devon.